You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. Oh my gosh, I've got a big bunch of leaks for you. I have somebody that sends me info, and they're generally pretty spot on, pretty reliable. So I'm excited because they gave me a whole pile of them. And I usually don't get this many at once, but I'm so excited. So I want to tell you guys all about this. It's good stuff for Nicole and EJ and some of the exits, how those are handled for Harris and Nicole. Stuff coming ahead for Xander and Sarah, Teresa, Xander's mom, and there's just so much. There's big exits coming. I can't wait to unpack it all for you, but if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe. So just to be clear, these are leaks. They have, I would say, a very high probability of happening, but I'm not going to call them spoilers. You guys know if you listen here regularly, when I say spoiler, that means it's from the network and it is written in stone. Otherwise, I always make clear to you if I'm making a prediction, if we're just having a what if discussion, you know, among friends about what could happen on the show. And in situations like this where it's a leak, and I can't guarantee it's happening, but it's exciting. So I want to talk about it. So I'm going to dig in right now. So the first tidbit I have is Nicole Walker leaves, but Holly Jonas stays behind living in the Kitiakis mansion. So interesting, not the Demera mansion, the Kitiakis mansion, because that means she's with Grandma Maggie. So they didn't specify, the leaker didn't specify to me whether what they said to me was Nicole leaves. They didn't say Nicole dies, something like that. And I've been wondering how they were going to exit her, but according to the leaker, she leaves. So we'll see. Leo Stark gets a new love interest, played by Al Calderon. We saw a picture of Al in with Sheree Jimenez. She's the new recast Gabby, who is showing up in the next few weeks, I think in June. And the new love interest he is going to be with, his name is Javi. And you saw this week on Days of Our Lives that Dimitri von Leuschner is getting out of prison, but he met a prison playmate, and they are heading off to start a new life on their own, which really is a bummer because DVL had a totally hot bod and I always liked it when they got him shirtless. So Leo gets a new love interest. Harris Michaels leaves around June. No specific exit date yet. Steve Burton wrapped filming at the end of the year. We all knew Harris was leaving, but here's the reason this is in the leaks, because Brady Black reportedly gets closer to Ava Vitale after Harris leaves. Now, I do know that Tamara Braun is staying in the big group photo for the 15,000th episode, which will air in December. She was still front and center long after Burton was gone. And the thing with Brady getting closer to Ava, I totally believe that. I mean, he always needs a toxic woman in his life, doesn't he? I mean, Nicole has been such a naughty girl in her past, and Brady really appreciated that. Teresa, so naughty. Kristen, next level naughty. So Brady getting involved with the mob princess, yeah, I can feel that. And I definitely think they would have great chemistry. Xander and Sarah, they are getting married. That wedding is ahead after the whole Maggie and Constantine disaster. It looks like Constantine will not get Maggie to say I do. That is part of some other leaked info I got from a different source that's not quite as reliable, but hopefully Maggie's going to wise up. Next week, she finds out the truth about him, but he still tries to press on with the wedding. So we'll see how he does. Teresa and Alex, I was told that their wedding was filmed in January, so it should air around July, maybe August, and that Teresa's lies about Victor's will and Alex being the fake heir will be exposed at the wedding. So I just wonder if Constantine is still around and he gets annoyed with her and busted out the wedding, or if he leaves town and comes back for the wedding, or, you know, if Xander and his team of crack investigative reporters over at the Spectator figure it out. But it looks like she's outed at the wedding. And that, as a leak, that definitely tracks, because we know how Salem loves to blow up weddings, literally and figuratively. We've also got this new actress coming on board, Serena Scott Thomas. Thomas, and there's been a lot of debate about who she will play when she debuts in June. And my leaker says she is definitely Xander's mother. So I wonder if she is in town, perhaps leading up to their wedding. We also have Nicole exiting soon. We know that's going to come. She gave us the air date. It's in actually July. July 29th, I think Ari Zucker said that was her last day. Sloane Peterson is exiting also. This whole thing blows up with the stolen baby. She and EJ have to hash things out. She's trying to keep herself out of jail, trying to get Melinda out of jail. We'll see how it goes, but she is not sticking around that long. I was also told that Greg Vaughn exits in December as Eric Brady. So he sticks around for months after her, but then he is gone. On to next tidbit. After Nicole exits, EJ gets a new love interest. That's not terribly surprising. He's always got to be with somebody, you know, if it's not Nicole or Sammy or Sammy's sister Belle. I would love to have Sammy Brady back to be with him, but there are no signs that she's returning. So somebody new, you know, hopefully not him and Ava Vitale. That would get really ugly really fast. So EJ, it seems, is out of luck personally and professionally. Not only is his wife leaving town, but he is not going to be able to put his butt in that CEO seat at Damera Enterprises. According to my leaker, Kristen Damera will be the new CEO. And good for her, girl power and all that. After Teresa Donovan is exposed, Alex Kitiakis is ousted as CEO because he doesn't have the right to sit in that seat at Titan Industries. And Xander, Victor's actual true biological secret son, is going to be the new CEO of Titan. And he and Sarah are going to move into the Kitiakis mansion as part of his inheritance. And of course, Maggie will love that. And I'm sure he'll have Maggie working there with him nicely. Constantine is hurt very soon, and there's supposedly a twist that his daughter Katerina is alive. We're supposed to find that out pretty soon. There's also a rumor, and my leaker said that they've heard this rumor, but they can't fact check it. They can't confirm a rumor that Xander's mom may also be Constantine's ex-wife. That would be very fun and very twisted, since Xander really, really hates Constantine. But if I recall correctly, Xander's mom is Greek, and she was married to Victor's brother, and they ended up leaving and moving to Scotland. I'm trying to remember his history. There's not a ton of it, but there's some. And then, of course, he wound up in South Africa doing all the blood diamond stuff and all that. But I think that would be a lot of fun if they tied Xander to Constantine through his mom. So, and there is a rumor that the new chick Marin is going to be an Abby lookalike. And of course, she doesn't look just like her, but it being a soap opera, everybody can say that she does, and we'll just have to deal with that. The leaker also says that Emily O'Brien is done as Teresa after she is exposed at her wedding so late this summer. But Rob Scott Wilson said he really hopes that they have Teresa back because he really likes them as a couple, and he thinks fans like Alex with Teresa as well. So maybe we'll see. And another male actor is also out in December, the same time that Greg Vaughn is out as Eric, according to our leaker. And based on other spoilers, it doesn't seem to be Leo or Chad or Xander. I wonder if it's Blake Barris as Everett. We'll see. I mean, to be honest, I'd rather see the last of Rafe and keep Everett around, but I know a lot of people are torn on the characters. So we'll just have to wait and see. Those are all of the Days of Our Lives leaks that I have for you. And again, these aren't spoilers. These are leaks from someone that has a source, and most of the time their info pans out. And this was a whole big, exciting bunch of them they delivered to me. So I just had to share them with you, and I hope they all come true. I'm excited about all of them. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see and what you hope comes to fruition. Subscribe if you have not already, and definitely come back soon. We are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.